the jet bag, Dave.
I've got it.
And I'll pass you the LEC.
Okay.
See, I certainly don't want to hit that neat little round rock down there.
Now the jet bag got pretty dirty here.
Jim, Houston requesting intermediate cooling.
Stand by, Joe.
Did okay, Jim?
Now, this should be your portion.
Say again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave, an extraordinary television picture here.
Okay, Houston, as I stand out here in the wonders of the unknown in Hadley, I try to realize there's a fundamental truth to our nature. Man must explore. And this is exploration at its greatest. Well, I see why we're in a tilt. We've got, that's very interesting. There's so much hummocky ground around here. We're on a slope of probably about 10 degrees. And the left rear foot pad is probably about 2 feet lower than the right rear foot pad. And the left front's a little low too. But the limb looks like it's in good shape. The rover's in good shape. Tell the program manager, I guess I got his engine bell. It's a little rise right under the center of the limb. The rear legs and a crater and the rim of the crater is right underneath the engine bell.
Roger, Dave. Jim got the message.
Okay. Sorry about that, Jim, but IFR landed, you know. Jim, you can transfer the ETB. I think you'll find the stability is pretty good. Okay. Houston, I can look straight up and see our good earth back there.
Roger.
Okay, ETB's on a ladder hook and we'll pick the old mates up here.
Roger, Dave. And Jim, the diverter valve is yours, whatever position you'd like. And did something else come out with the ETV?
The wrapping on the package for the LEC.
Roger.
Okay, Dave, I'm gonna come on out. Run out. Nice. One of the interesting things, Jim, is the momentum you generate. Get going and easy to get going, but if you get all that momentum going there, well, it takes a bit to stop. That looks like a reasonable place for the Mesa. Okay, both locked. Hung up on here? Okay, let me come over just a second. Stay right there.
Jim, we copy that. And did Dave get your UV visor down?
Yep, he did.
Outstanding.
He might note for the next time around that in addition to the Velcro and the Mesa blankets, we have all the tape. Really makes it tough. Tape, I guess we ought to learn how to do it all with tape on there. Okay, I have the contingency sample. I'm taking it back to the ladder.
Roger, Jim.
No wonder we slipped, eh? Boy, that's really soft dirt there around the front footpad. Sure is. It's like about 6 inches deep of soft material.
That's also like Sun Valley, Jim.
Yeah, powder. Hey, don't move back. I got the tripod over here. Okay.
That makes for easy trench digging.
not, Joe?
Looking ahead.
Yeah. Okay, TV is coming off to go to the tripod. There it is. Don't step on it.
I won't.
Let me get this out of your way first, Joe.
Yeah.
But look at that little flash ball. It's running around.
Jim, copy. And careful with the sun, Dave.
Yes, sir. Well, when I turn this thing back and point it at you at 12 o'clock, it's going to be looking right into the sun. So you better think about that. Matter of fact, I think a little discretion here might put it over about 10:30 or 11.
Roger, Dave. That sounds good.
Looking even that way, the sun angle, whoop, by golly, it's pretty bright. Joe, I'm going to swing the camera around towards the ground. Now it's pointing back at the limb, but down. I want you to take a look as I move it up slowly. Make sure that we're okay on what you see, okay?
Dave, we read all of that. We are getting a beautiful picture now. We're going to try to wind up with the tripod in the shade, if that's possible, looking back towards the limb.
Yeah, that's possible. We'll do that.
Outstanding.
Right in the crater. Okay, Joe, Mag C is going on the 16 millimeter.
Mag Charlie?
Charlie. Okay, Joe, that ought to do it for your TV, I hope.
Dave, we're happy. It looks good.
Like that, or do you want to go to the settings and checklist?
Stand by, Dave. Stand by. Dave, very slightly more to the right so we can watch the rover come down. Looks good. Looks good.
How's that? Okay, you want to leave those settings at F8 instead of F11?
It's okay, Dave. Beautiful. Okay.
Let's take a look at our rover friend here. Watch that TV cable, man. That's really...
Copy.
And they're locked. Chassis looks generally parallel. And take a look at the pins. Contingency samples on the platform, Joe.
Roger.
Yeah, I think they're... How do the pins look up there, Jim? Can you... those? Yeah, looked okay up here today. Hey. Have we learned about those walking hitch and walking hitch? A surprise.
And Dave, the LRV tool should come down with that strap.
Yep, I got it. Okay, I guess we... This was played in there. And I'll stick it right down here in case we need it. Okay. Whenever you're ready, get the right tube up. Okay.